I've sometimes wondered, to be a storyteller, what do you have to know? And I think the first thing you have to be able to do is move furniture, because every time you go somewhere to tell stories, you always have to move chairs here and there and make a nice space. And the second thing is you have to carry tea to old women. You have to give them coffee, tea. You have to go find old women who have a lot of stories, and you have to listen to them. But the furniture is important too. Many years ago, when I was in my early 20s, I worked with very poor children from downtown Toronto, and we were at a summer camp. And at the summer camp, we built a fire at night, and the kids would come around the fire, and we told them stories. And these same boys who listened very, very well around the fire to the stories didn't listen to anything else. No, you could yell at them, but it didn't matter because everybody yelled at them. So only stories held their attention. And when I was sitting around that fire as a camp counselor, as a leader of the cabin of boys, I thought it was the most magical thing I've ever seen. To hold these children by the light of the fire at night in the forest with just a few words, a few stories, and they opened their hearts to the storyteller. And after that summer, I was about 22 years old, I decided I had to become a storyteller. I've never seen anything like it. That was the greatest magic I've ever seen in my life. In Jewish culture, I'm Jewish, every Passover, you put a glass with wine and a little plate, and you open the door, and you say that Elijah the prophet might come to the Passover Seder. It's called the Seder, or the holiday dinner. And the belief is Elijah could be any stranger, anybody you see. That's why if you see a beggar on the street, it could be Elijah the prophet. So there was one man who all his life wanted to see the face of Elijah. All the time he was a little boy, he kept hoping and praying that one day he would see the face of Elijah. And he became a businessman, he made some money, and one day, as an adult, he came to the rabbi and he said, "Rabbi, all my life, all I've wanted is one thing, to see the face of Elijah the prophet. How can I do this? I've never seen it before." And the rabbi said, "Oh, I can help you. There's an easy way. Guaranteed you'll see the face of Elijah. Do what I say. There's a very poor family who lives in the village. You go to them and you bring them the best food, the best candlesticks, the best everything, and you celebrate Passover with the poor family. And you will see Elijah the prophet, guaranteed." And the man was so happy. "I will see Elijah finally after all these years." So he came to the poor family and he said, "I'm a rich man, and I have come to celebrate Passover with you." And everything was beautiful. The food was the best. Everything, the prayers, the songs. They were so happy that he came to them. They had nothing. And then they poured the glass of wine for Elijah, and they opened the door, and the man was so excited. Now he would finally see the face of Elijah. But Elijah didn't come. And when Passover was finished, he came back to the rabbi and he said, "Rabbi, I did exactly what you said. I brought all the goodness to the poor people, and Elijah never came. I never saw his face." And the rabbi said, "Well, now you will. Go to the mirror and see the face in that mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you will see the face of Elijah, because you were Elijah for them. You brought the goodness to the poor people."